Hi, I'm Lauren Edmonds. I'm the founder and owner of a school that supports children with learning delays. I'm hoping the space gives you something to think about.
I want to give you a metaphor for how I believe true remediation of a child's difficulty should look and sound like and be like. I was listening to StoryBrand, podcast based on the book called StoryBrand, and they were talking about this sort of a metaphor of the problem and how we get people out of a hole, out of a problem. And they talked about being in a hole. And I thought about children and how when they are struggling with whatever it is they're struggling with, so it could be a diagnosis like autism or ADHD or dyslexia or dysgraphia or dyspraxia or non-speaking or anxiety or whatever it is, or generalized, we don't exactly know what it is. They're just struggling and they've perhaps failed a grade and perhaps looking like they're going to fail another grade and they're not keeping up and teachers don't know what to do about it. It's almost as if that child is at the bottom of a very long, deep, dark hole. And we want to get this child out of the hole because this hole, nobody wants to be in a hole. Metaphorically, this is a dark, terrible place, scary place to be. And if we consider that outside of the hole is where thriving happens, where we live a typical life, we move on to be functioning adults, we get a job, we have a family, we have our typical human problems, but it's functional and productive and full of connection and care and love and whatever else you want for your child. But right now you're thinking, oh my gosh, they're at the bottom of the hole. And there's so many, let's go with the metaphor here. There's ways, different ways to try and get your kid out of the hole. The one way is for you to jump in yourself and land at the bottom and hopefully you don't hurt yourself on the way down and you don't find yourself also at the bottom of the hole stuck. The other way is that's too much sympathy, right? That is jellyfishing. That is a parent or a teacher that crumples at the sight of a child's struggle and you end up struggling as well. And then you're not the person that's going to help them out of the hole. And that's quite an interesting thing to think about. The next thing to think about is if your child is at the bottom of the hole, how would you want to get them out? Perhaps you want to give him a ladder or you want to send down a rescue team and haul him out of the hole. And that's a really quick way to get a kid out of a hole, right? Metaphorically, you're going to go down there, you're going to harness him up, you're going to strap him in, you're going to make sure he's safe and you're going to just winch him out. What happens, if I extend this metaphor, what happens to a child that's at the bottom of the hole because he lacks skill? He got into the hole because he lacks the skill to stay outside of the hole, and he doesn't have any tools or resources to get out of the hole himself. And then you pull him out, and you place him back on solid ground outside of this deep, dark, scary hole, but you place him there with no skills and no resources. He falls straight back in the hole again. And if we take it outside of the metaphor, what happens is we... And this is not true for all children. This is true for some children. We give them extra lessons. Perhaps the teacher is just firing to the solution and there's no depth of skill being developed in terms of ability and they slip back into the hole. And then we as parents or even as teachers get frustrated. Why are you still in the hole? Can I get you out again? We pull them out again. And we feel like we're helping because we're getting them out of the hole, but we're not because we just yanking them out, we're not giving them the skills they need in order to be out of the hole. And I know this is a metaphor, I might be extending it a bit too much or stretching it too far, but go with me here, because I believe, and the philosophy I've used in the school that I've created is don't haul the child out of the hole. You've got to be there. Sometimes you go in the hole with them and you soothe them and you've got your own tools to get out of the hole. You need to be strong as the helper. You need to put your oxygen mask on first, but that analogy is overused. So I want to extend that to say you need to have the tools. You need to have the presence of mind, the grounding, the regulation, the skills, the connection, the wherewithal, the emotional stability. All of that needs to be in place for you and not perfect, just developing, and you need to be using them so that when you get into the hole, you can give connection and soothing and you can start to say, wow, this is a big hole and let's look around us. What do we need to get out of here? And how can I help you build the skill? And we can go outside of this metaphor to another analogy of going to the gym. I can send my friend to the gym to try and get me fit. I'm never going to get fit. I've got to go to the gym. I've got to do the reps. I've got to pick up heavier weights. I've got to do more, go more regularly, recover properly, eat well. I've got to do all of those things in order to get the results that I want. So it's no different for your child. They have to build that robustness and the skills and the competencies and the abilities and the mindset. They need to build all these scaffolded pieces so that they have the ability to get out the hole, because if they have the ability to get out of the hole and they get out, they will have the ability to stay out of the hole. And also, if they fall back in, they will have the experience and the skills and the resources and abilities to get out again. And that's what we want. We want children to be the kind of person that when they slip up, they can get out, rather than when they slip into the hole, they put their hand out and ask for help. That's a concept that I'm interested in as well, this idea of learned helplessness. Children like that learn, they start to believe that they are helpless when they are overhelped by somebody over and over. Children need to know, they need to learn, experience that they have the capacity, the capability to help themselves. And a simple thing is, a child trips on a playground. If you have an overreaction, you exacerbate their fear around that and their pain. It's better to allow them to trip and go, I see you. Can you get up? Are you okay? Help them, to give them room and space to help themselves. If they can't, you might step a bit closer and say, can I give you a hand up? And what you're doing is you're regulating their system. You're showing them that everything is fine and you can help yourself. You can ask me for help and I can help you. But can you help me help you? Okay, we're going maybe a bit far here. But ultimately, what I'm very interested in from a school perspective and from a parenting perspective is, when a child has fallen into this metaphorical hole, they are failing, they are non-speaking, they're receiving diagnoses, they're a handful at home, they're at the bottom of this hole. How are we going to get them out so that they have the skills? Because they clearly don't have the skills, that's why they're at the bottom of the hole. Or the skills they have are not the right skills to have. Or they have the skills, but they don't know how to use them yet. And there's things in the way. And diagnoses are very important, especially something like dyspraxia or dyslexia, because those are tangible deficits that a child has that prevents them from succeeding, specifically academically, but also in general life. Dyspraxia is the child's inability to turn thought into action. They can't mobilize their body. So we need to give them therapies and support and tools and options and ideas and the drive and character, the curiosity and the grit and the enthusiasm within them to try harder. Because the reality is, a child with these deficits has to try harder than anybody else, because they have to overcome something first before they start thriving, before they start trying to match up with people who don't have these kind of diagnoses. What typically happens is the general system is to provide extra lessons, a bit of therapy, and keep the child in the system. And that's great if that's enough. But when it's not enough, we need to consider taking the child out of the system for a while and building skills in a robust way, especially if there's huge deficits. So the school that I have is a school that gives space for taking a child out of the system without creating too much regression. So the curriculum we run is it's sort of split up very strategically to make sure that the foundational academic skills are still being addressed while we address those foundational skills of how to get out of the hole. So that when you land on solid ground and academic can really ramp up and pick up, that they have all of those skills, they haven't fallen behind too much, and they can catch up because they are robust, strong characters. They can pretty much do anything because they got themselves out of that hole. And we, as adults, therapists, teachers, parents, we are the ones that are providing the skills, the encouragement, the motivation, the role modeling, so that they can do this, and then they can thrive.